This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 2 Kings chapters 18 through 21, Leroy offers advice on how to respond when your children turn away from God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today I want to offer a word of encouragement to those of you who have children who are in difficulty. When a child rebels against the Lord, the parents often turn the situation inward on themselves. They ask, "Where did I go wrong? How did I fail? Why couldn't I have done better?" And so on. Some people condemn themselves and become despondent over what they may have done that caused their child to turn away from God. And while it is true that we as parents have a great influence on our children, there is another side to that issue, and it is this: God gives everyone a choice to do right or wrong. In today's passage, we are introduced to Hezekiah, a good king who did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Was that because Hezekiah's father was a good man and trained him up in the way he should go? No. Back in 2 Kings 16, we read that Hezekiah's father, Ahaz, lived according to the abominations of the heathen and sacrificed and burned incense to the pagan gods. In spite of having an evil father, Hezekiah was a good king because he made the right choices. Now let's look ahead to Hezekiah's son, Manasseh. Because Hezekiah was a godly man, we would expect his children to be people who lived in the fear of God. But it wasn't so. When Manasseh became king, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And while Manasseh's son also did evil, his grandson, Josiah, became a godly king. How do we account for this strange pattern? Did the parents of those who did evil fail? Or was it a problem of environment? Let me ask you this. Why did Adam sin? Was it his father's fault? No, of course not. God was a perfect father. Well, was it a problem of environment? No, Adam lived in the Garden of Eden, a paradise. Then why did Adam sin? And why did these children of godly kings turn their backs on God? Because God gives everyone a choice. He opens the way for each of us to follow Him, but He leaves the choice with us. As Christian parents, we should love our children, set a godly example for them, pray for them, and do all we can do to lead them along the path of obedience to the Lord. But if they choose another direction, even though it causes us tremendous grief, we should not spend the rest of our lives condemning ourselves for their choice. In the grace, mercy, and sovereignty of God, He has made all of us free to choose. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful daily guide and practical insights for your private or family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. And ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how much would you pay for a closed Bible? Join us on Daily Discipleship.